With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said Thursday that former Representative Matt Gaetz's House Ethics Committee report should not go public, pushing back on pressure to release it after he was tapped to potentially serve as President-elect Trump's Attorney General. More from Bernie Bennett.
Jordan praised Gaetz, who was chosen Wednesday to lead Trump's Justice Department. Hours after the announcement, Gaetz resigned from the House. His resignation will likely incite further investigation, but several lawmakers in both chambers argued that the report should still come out. Jordan said Thursday, quote, "There are very few people who have the cross-examination skills he does, and I want someone in the Justice Department who's not going to say moms and dads and school board meetings need to be investigated." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's chancellor has talked with Russia's Vladimir Putin. It's their first exchange since 2022.
German news agency DPA says Chancellor Olaf Scholz had a one-hour call with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the first such conversation in 2 years. Few details were immediately available about the exchange, but it comes as their two countries have been at odds over Russia's war in Ukraine, which accelerated when Putin ordered Russian troops to invade the country in February 2022. Scholz is known to have a cautious approach to Ukraine. On Wednesday, he reiterated in a speech to parliamentarians that Germany would not supply Kyiv with long-range missiles capable of striking Russian territory, claiming the approach would not raise tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden will meet with the South Korean president and Japanese prime minister, that meeting taking place on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru. Russia's growing partnership with North Korea is an increasing concern in the region. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on where we come from.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning males from using female restrooms. The 24-7 vote sends the measure to GOP Governor Mike DeWine, who plans a legal review. The bill applies to public K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children to use those or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. North Korea testing exploding drones designed to hit targets.
And North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un is calling for accelerating their mass production. The demonstration comes as the United States, South Korea, and Japan held combined military exercises in nearby waters. Just last month, North Korea accused the South of sending its own drones to drop leaflets over Pyongyang and threatened to respond with force if such flights occur again. Jason Walker reporting.
Poland reactivating its embassy in the capital of North Korea, becoming the second Western nation after Sweden to resume operations that were suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This move opens a channel of communication between NATO member Poland and with Pyongyang, a close ally of Russia that has sent troops to fight in Ukraine. More details at SRNnews.com.